we hear, I know you guys as kids going off into kids' church every week have been finishing the story of Jonah, but we that got to stay over here have started something called Bread and Butter. And we've been doing something called Bread and Butter to talk about spiritual disciplines. Does anyone know what the word spiritual disciplines means, or does that just sound really scary? It's kind of a big word. Basically, what we've been talking about is things that we can do to help us stay connected to Jesus. And so we've talked about three different disciplines so far, and we're going to talk a little bit about them now. I'm going to catch the kids up, and hopefully the adults will remember as we go. Now, these three disciplines, hopefully you've heard of them before, but we're going to try and remember what they are together. Who can read this sign? What does this sign say?
Prayer.
Excellent. So our first discipline we've been talking about is praying. And who knows what praying is? Yes?
Talking to Jesus.
You are right, Micah. Well done. So prayer is all about talking to Jesus and about us staying connected to God by constantly talking to him throughout the day and throughout our lives. And the next discipline we looked at with Pastor Jackie was this one. Who knows what this one says? Yes?
Rest.
Excellent. Rest. Now, when we talk about rest, we're not talking about just taking a nap. Sometimes we need the nap. But we're talking about real life-giving rest, where we intentionally take time to stop from the work and enjoy all the stuff that God has for us in our lives. And so that might mean spending time with family and friends. It might mean spending time alone with God. All sorts of ways we can rest. If you want to think about that more, you can go back and check the podcast. But yeah, it's proactively reducing our stresses and just letting God be part of our lives. And then last week, Pastor Phil talked about this one. Who would like to call that one out?
Giving.
Excellent. I'm so glad we can read. Excellent. Giving. And so there's a picture there of a boy giving and sharing his cookie there. But we talked about giving and being generous with our lives. In particular, Phil gave us four ways we could be generous with our tithing and with our serving and with our being a blessing to others and giving of our time. And just being present with people, but being generous sort of people with our lives, with the resources that God has given us. And if we looked at those disciplines, they were three ways that we can incorporate those in our lives. We've got more coming in the future weeks, but that's what we're up to now. And I think those three are pretty important ways to do this in our lives. Praying, resting, being generous, very important things in our lives. And we want them to not just be things we do on special occasions. We don't want them to just be things we do on Sundays or when people are watching, but for them to be part of our normal everyday lives. To be people who pray constantly, to be people who take time to rest regularly, and people who are generous whenever anyone is watching or not watching. And so to help us remember that, today I thought we'd do a little bit in honor of Gala Day, a bit of a cooking demonstration, because, you know, what's Gala Day without a good cake? Yes, Master Chef, that's fantastic. So, today I'm going to make a pavlova. Who likes pavlova? Yeah, so, you know, pavlovas are a tradition in our family. Whenever there's a family gathering, Shelby's grandmother, Grammy, she always makes a fantastic pavlova. And it's like the thing. Everyone knows that if Grammy's coming, the pavlova's coming. So we always look forward to it. Now, this morning, Grammy would be shocked and horrored at this. I've used a pre-made base. But there's a reason I couldn't make a meringue. But also, we consider this to be our lives, the base, it's pre-made, Jesus has given us our life, we have that. It's up to us to build on top of it. Here we go, I saved the illustration. But that's the base of our lives, and this is how we're going to start. The first thing I want to add to my pavlova here is going to be in this bag over here. Now, what did I say the first discipline we looked at was?
Praying,
all right. This is the cream of prayer. Now, can I have a semi-responsible child to help me cover? Yeah, come on up. Semi-responsible. Right, do you know how to use one of these? You squeeze that, yep. Now, try and get it on the pavlova and not on me. All right, we're going to cover this base with cream. Upside down, hold it upside down, and then squeeze it really hard. It might need breaking the seal. Hold on. There we go, now it'll go. Squeeze. That's it. Cover the whole thing. Because if we only cover one part of the pavlova, like this little corner here, then the fruit's going to fall off. So we need to make sure the whole thing is covered in cream. That's a lot of cream. All right. Excellent. Now, could you help me spread that out and cover every part of the base there and just make sure it's all covered in cream? There's more here if you need it. But just like the cream is covering the entire base of the pavlova, that cream serves a purpose. It covers the whole base, but it also gives something for the fruit to stick to. And so if we liken the cream to our prayer life, we want to be covering our whole life in prayer, not just the little Sunday parts, not just the emergency parts, but the whole life in prayer. So prayer is a way that we can do that, to stay connected with God in our whole life. Thank you so much. You did a great job. Actually, that's fantastic spraying. Just going to add a bit more here for some more strawberries. Excellent. That was some great creaming there. Excellent. Prayer. Easy. What comes up after prayer, did we say? Rest. Excellent. And one of the things Jackie said, which I thought was just really resonated with me, is that rest is kind of like the sweetener of life. Because we were talking about the different ingredients, and we talked about rest can be sweet. And it can be the thing that helps make our life be more enriched. And so we're going to add some fruit. We're going to add some strawberries We're going to add some strawberries to this pavlova to add some sweetness. Now use the tongs and just basically put a piece of strawberry anywhere you can find with some cream there. Now as Noah does that, I'm just going to say a couple of things about strawberries. Strawberries are really sweet, but they don't come straight away sweet. Like if you pick a strawberry way too early before it's ripe and had enough time to soak up the goodness of the sun, it's a bit sour, it's not really good, not very sweet at all. Strawberries take a lot of time to get sweet. Ooh, he's going to drop it, is he? That's okay. That's why I put the tarp there. If it falls, it's fine. But strawberries take a long time soaking up the goodness of the sun and letting that sunlight soak into them and the goodness from the soil, and it all goes into the strawberry and it rests. It doesn't strive really hard. The strawberry doesn't sit there and go, oh, I'm going to be sweet. Oh, yes, I'm sweet. No, it actually takes time to soak and to rest as it ripens up. How are you going there, Noah? Excellent. Throwing those strawberries on. And so for us in the same way, if we're going to take some time to get sweeter in our lives and soak up the goodness of God, it doesn't happen by us trying really hard to be a better Christian. It comes from us taking time like Jesus did, taking a Sabbath, taking time to rest, to spend time with God, soak up his goodness, and let that just enrich our lives. I'm going to let you cheat and just pour them all on top. How's that? Let's cover that side. Yeah, look at that. That's a good-looking pavlova. Excellent work, Noah. Thank you so much for your help. Excellent. So we've got this lovely pavlova with the cream of prayer, the sweetness of the strawberries, and the rest. We're going to finish this pavlova off with some generosity. How about that? All right, I need one more helper who can be... Micah, you've been asking me all week to help me with this, so you can help me. You want to help Micah? Micah, can you grab the little bottle that's over there? Don't let it spill. I've accidentally put it sideways. But the last ingredient we're going to add to our pavlova is passion fruit pulp. Now, passion fruit pulp, when it pours out of this tube, is going to drizzle all over the pavlova, and hopefully, if testing worked, it'll ooze all over it. So, Micah, you can take the lid off. Now, really carefully, without squirting it on anyone in the front row, drizzle some passion fruit all over that pavlova. Yeah, look at that as it pours out. You can squeeze it a little bit. You know what? I didn't test it with this bottle, so it's actually getting stuck. Best laid plans. You know what, Micah? We're going to really, really make a mess. You ready? Just pour it gently. Yeah, all over. Yeah, that's heaps. Yeah, so much. Oh, yeah. All right. Okay. Well done, Micah. That's fantastic. That passion fruit has gone everywhere. You can even spread it around with that, you know? Yeah. Ooh. Okay. That's okay. You want to do it?
Yeah.
Okay, here you go. You can squeeze while I talk. Nothing's going to come out, though. We'll see. Someone point me out if he's making a mess. The great thing about the passion fruit is that it kind of just oozes all over the pavlova, but it brings this lovely sweet tang as it does. It doesn't just sort of stop in one place. It oozes amongst all the fruit. And it's a bit like that when we get generous with our lives, that we can offer a blessing to other people and share of our resources and share of our finance and our time. Well done, Lukey. And let that ooze all over and just bring the sweetness out of the strawberries as we give of that. It's like a way for us to offer what we have to other people and spread some of that sweetness and that blessing around in the world around us. So the idea of the passion fruit today is to represent how we can give of our lives to others and how that can just enhance going on. I mean, strawberries and cream is fantastic, but with the passion fruit, maybe not that much, but with a bit of passion fruit on it, it just brings out all the lovely flavors and it's really yummy. So we've got this beautiful looking pavlova It's fantastic. It's got the base of our lives, the cream of prayer, the sweetness of the strawberries of rest, and the pile of generosity on top. I think that's a pretty rich pavlova, and that's a pretty rich life in and of itself, with just some prayer, some rest, and some generosity and some giving. That's pretty rich already, and we're going to talk more disciplines in the next few weeks. But this was just, to me, standing out as like, you know what? These things aren't like, I allocate some prayer time over here and then some rest time over here and then some generosity time over here and keep them all siloed. They're all integrated parts of my life. They're all parts of my life that construct together to build this pavlova of life. If I just keep the strawberries in the box, not so great. If I keep the passion fruit here, I mean, they're tasty on their own, but when I mix them together, that life becomes so much more enriched. Hopefully that's coming through what I'm trying to say there. Being intergenerational Sunday, I think it's always great and helps extinguish our minds if we talk about this with each other and do something to help us remember what's going on. So this morning, we all get the opportunity to make our own pavlova. Ooh. So if you want to pair up with someone and maybe get intergenerational, maybe an older person find a younger person, if that's okay, or at least make sure the kids are supervised, whether it's a parent or someone older, just keeping an eye on them. But we've got four tables around the room, little individual pavlova nests, and you can put some cream and some strawberries. Please use the tongs, don't just stick your hands in. And as we just found, the passion fruit won't stuck out the top, so be careful as you take the lid off. But as you do it, it's not about making the pavlova, right? It's actually about having the conversation. How does this work in your life? Maybe as you build the pavlova, tell your partner, or if you've got a couple of people with you, tell them, how does prayer work in your life? How do you take time to pray? How do you take time for rest? What does that look like for you? Do you go fishing? Do you go sit in the middle of nature? Do you spend time hiding in a cave? Do you go have a bike ride with someone? I don't know. What's rest look like for you? And then as you put the passion fruit on, talk about ways that you could be giving in your life, ways that you could be helping others, whether it's giving of your finance or your resource or your time or serving them. What way could you be generous in your life? So use this as opportunity to think about that and talk to each other. And let's try that now. If you don't want to have a pavlova, that's okay. But at least have the conversation, you know. But let's do that now. Let's find someone to build a pavlova with.